Welcome, everybody, to the big call tonight. It is, let's see what day it is. It is Thursday, October 17th, and you're listening to the big call. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in all over the globe. Thank you for being part of the big call universe, as we refer to it as. And thank you for just your faithfulness over the years, over the 13 years, many of you, a lot of you have listened to the call for that long. And so we appreciate that. We really do. We appreciate your faithfulness in listening and putting up with us and our shenanigans sometimes. But overall, we're still doing the best we can to put out the best information that we can. And, of course, with Sue and Bob along, they help keep me straight. Well, that's good. And let's do this. Let's bring in a prayer. Let's pray the call in, and then we'll go to Sue for what I'm sure will be a wonderful, edifying teaching for us to enjoy and comment on. So here we go. Lord Jesus, we just thank you so much for all that you've done for us to prepare us, to give us the information that we need going forward, to give us the classes that we've needed going forward, to bring golden wisdom bundles out in a timely manner, and to just allow us, the three of us, to host this call and have a platform where we can share, and not only share what we have now, but organize so that we can go forward with our projects, meaningful projects that will help level the playing field for humanity all around the globe. Well, thank you for everything that you've provided us with so far and what you'll continue to bring in our future. Give us a great call tonight, we pray, with good information. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Sue, this is a special time for all of us on the call to see what it is you found for us to present. And I look forward, as does Bob, to see what you'll bring us tonight.
Thank you, Bruce, and thank you for that wonderful dedication and for honoring how we're all coming to make a contribution.
Yes.
And tonight, we're going to switch it up a little bit. And we're going to thank ourselves for living and loving as if the universe depends on us. And that means learning how to expand how you love. And I want to dedicate this to the pod and to Judy and Mr. K, to Mr. H, to you and Bob.
Thank you.
And this is titled, The Blessing Comes Looking for You. Saul was the king of Israel. He struggled with bouts of depression, with tormenting spirits that came against him. His staff told him that when these attacks came, he needed someone to play music, and it would help him feel better. Saul agreed and asked them to find someone. They said, We know a young man named David, the son of Jesse. He's excellent in playing the harp. The scripture said that Saul sent a message to Jesse saying, Send me your son David, the shepherd. Here, David had been overlooked and felt as though he was forgotten. People discounted him, and his father didn't believe in him. But now, the king was asking for him by name. People don't determine your destiny. Someone may have put you at a disadvantage, but keep doing the right thing, and your time is coming. Promotion will come calling your name. Opportunity will come looking for you. The right people will come tracking you down. God knows how to vindicate you. He knows how to cause you to stand out. Imagine Jesse hearing a knock on the door. He answers it, and there stands the king's right-hand men, dressed in their military uniforms, some in their armor. And Jesse thought, what in the world are you doing at my house? Am I in trouble? Have I done something wrong? The main man speaks up and says, King Saul wants your son David to come and serve him in the palace. You like the way I dropped my voice there? Nobody in David's family had paid any attention to him. They didn't give him any credit, but now the king was calling for him. I'm sure Jesse nearly passed out. Word quickly spread throughout the neighborhood. The king asked David to come work for him. Now David was the talk of the town. He was suddenly esteemed, honored, looked up to. In one moment, he went from background to the foreground, from being discounted to being admired. You may have had unfair things happen. Maybe people left you out or tried to discredit you. God saw what happened. He's keeping the records. He hasn't forgotten about you. It may seem as though you're falling behind. You think you can never reach your dreams now, that it's too late. You've been stuck out in the shepherd's fields for too long. No, your time is coming. Keep doing the right thing when the wrong thing is happening. Keep being good to people who are not being good to you. You're going to come into one of these set times when God catapults you ahead. Sometimes God does things gradually, little by little. But there are moments when God will thrust you 20 years ahead. He'll not only make up for lost time, but he'll accelerate things. Overnight, David went from working for the shepherd's fields, the lowest position, to working with the king, the highest position. He didn't have to make it happen, trying to manipulate things or talk people into helping him. The king sent for him. As with David, you're going to see opportunities that come looking for you, that put you years down the road. You're going to think, how did I get here? I didn't have the qualifications. I wasn't next in line. This should have taken my whole life. But God is going to suddenly thrust you ahead. Get ready for some set times of acceleration. And that's our teaching for tonight.
Well, thank you, Sue. That's really an important teaching. And it's got a lot to say about us and where we are right now. Trying to finish sneeze. Excuse me, not going to work. All right, so what I would say to that is, just like, there's two. I don't know if I got one more in me or not. Sorry about that, for those listening. Just like David was chosen by the king to create music, you know, a lowly shepherd, but I'm going to say it was an important job. And, you know, we refer to Jesus as the good shepherd in some ways. And he has a flock. And we are his flock. But it's interesting that David was called out from among them. You know, that word ekklesia in the Greek, those called out to become an assembly. But I'm going to find it, I have another word that describes David's role in this, and that was consecration. He was consecrated. That has a similar meaning to being called out, but it also means called for a specific task, for a specific purpose. Just as we have been called for a specific purpose on the Big Call. Those of you listening out there in Big Call universe are consecrated to go forward with projects, with plans to employ people, to work, to benefit humanity, to level the playing field, as we like to say, around the globe. And, you know, I believe in a way I was consecrated to start the Big Call and to put out information that would help people around the globe. I believe Bob was called to join me in getting out valuable health and wellness information and nutrition and so on that he's done, plus help me in my hour of need to facilitate the music, the board, everything. And Sue also was called. And she responded. Bob responded as yes. And so did Sue. Sue responded. So they were available, and yes, they responded as they were consecrated for a purpose. I think we're all of us have a specific purpose going forward. All of us have gifts that are given by the Holy Spirit, and we have talents. And Bob's super gifted and talented, and Sue is super gifted and talented as well. And many of you, many, many, many thousands and tens of thousands of you are called to participate in projects that we've talked about, in projects that you've created. And I think it's wonderful that we've been called as well, all of us. God knew way before any of us knew that we would have this special calling and that we would be able to respond to God and participate in the Big Call. And I think it's a big call that we heard, that we said yes to, and that we're fulfilling right now. We're literally going about doing things that God knew about and called us to. So in a very real sense, we are part of the ecclesia, those who were called out from among them, and therefore consecrated to a purpose, to a specific purpose and job that God has created for us. And I think that's really where we see ourselves. And we're not completely done yet, but I believe we're almost there and about ready to celebrate. And I'm looking forward to that celebration. I'm looking forward to us all going over the finish line and going into what it is God has created us to be and to do. So that's what I got out of the teaching, Sue. That was my version of it. Bob, I know you always bring out something experiential and different. So tell me what it is. Tell us what it is you saw in that teaching with David and Saul and Jesse and how we respond to that.
Thank you, Bruce. And Sue, thank you. That was a really great story. You could just kind of see it, you know, the beauty of David and his music and how he was following his own passion and what it resulted in. And I love that very beginning, the blessing comes looking for you. Certainly did. And you could tell what David valued and what the king valued. And, you know, we can ask ourselves those same things. What is it that we value the most? What is it that we want the most for our life in service? And then and then live it out every single day. And if it's, you know, if what you value the most is money, or you think it is, I want to be wealthy so I can help do this and that, then you have to look and see if that's what you're really living. How much do you really value that? And if it really is true, do you invest first and consume later? Or is your money always run out at the end of the month because you consumed first and hoped something was left over later to invest? Or if it's your family, that's your highest value. How much time are you spending with your family? Teaching them, reading with them, and, you know, going to church with them. And as Sue was saying in the teaching, when you are following what you value the most, these opportunities will show up that you would never have seen before. And those get added in to your life that's being lived from values. And, you know, you will have an opportunity with the blessing to really demonstrate what you value the most. And I think this is why Sue's classes are so valuable, because that's, you can tell what she values the most, which is helping others to become clear, to become heart-centered, spirit-centered, and have skills of planning and leadership and execution. And you can do an exercise, you know, which about the blessing, to say, what am I going to do? What am I going to do first, second, third, fourth, and fifth with the blessing? Do you need a new house, a new car, clothes, travel somewhere? What kind of investments are you going to make so your blessing lasts for a really long time? What are your projects you're going to work on, and why? Why for each one would you want to work on those projects? And Bruce and I had a conversation the other day about that. This particular project, you know, why? Where did the idea come from? Why is it important? And, you know, at the end of it all, the end of your life, you know, you can ask yourself the questions now that you might ask at the end of your life, which is, was it fun? Did I have a fun life? And did I live out my why? Did I live out my values? And did I honor God? And, you know, they say, who are you going to help? And to start with those that are right in front of you. Well, who is it that is right in front of you more than anything else? Right? Well, it's every morning when you go to brush your teeth and you're looking in the mirror, that's the closest person to right in front of you. So how do you help yourself? How do you value yourself? And how do you honor the God that's within you, which is you? So if you're honoring those right in front of you, you can only start one way, which is to honor that which is within you and is all around you and all around us, you know, in all, for all eternity.
Well, that's well said, Bob. Yeah, very, very good. Yeah, that's a lot. I'd say you got a lot out of that teaching. That speaks well for you, Bob, and for all of us. Sue, once again, you hit it out of the ballpark with this teaching. And Bob found parts of it that he brought out, and I found things that I brought out. What is it that you'll bring out that you saw in this teaching?
It's funny, when I finished reading it and you were going on with your beautiful piece, I love the consecration part, Bruce.
Thank you.
I was remembering what I saw that led me to knowing, and where I saw the sort of the hint at this blessing. Can't remember the date. And I remember, in other words, the blessing comes looking for you. And I had had my own transformational consulting business for a long time, and I had been working with people, and I remember the feeling I had. Like, what could be done for the world, you know, if you could really scale it? Leave me to go over here for a minute. Scale this blessing. And I had written, this is like 17 years ago, if you knew it were possible for humanity, this is on the cover of my redemption package, but it was written 17 years ago, to live with a new model of well-being and prosperity, would you want to get involved? And it was part of a pitch deck that I had done for, like Bob was talking about, some values-based clients, like to expand the way they were thinking. And Bob, just so clearly, I see you, Bruce, understands that this blessing is about radically transforming and moving into greater love, the way we love, the way we connect, the way, I love what you said, Bob, about, to me, I say it as, you know, how intentional. When you move and do something, is it intentionally like living from your highest values? Are you really there for people? Are you really loving them? Do they know that? Do you express it? That's the new world. That's the world where all of us are opening our hearts and are letting go of the way we've moved away from love. And we're moving towards, first, echoing Bob, you know, seeing the power of the love that's already there as you. You can only love someone as much as you love yourself. And you can always tell people that are awakening to the greater love they are, because they express it. They want to share it. You can't hold back a love that wants to express itself. You can't hold it back. It's painful, actually. And so to me, this teaching, the blessing comes looking to you, looking for you. Think about after David got picked. Think about what he was feeling as he was expressing the harp. Think about what he, as he was opening to the love that was pouring through him, and how he was expanded to do what he did. Think about what we did on the big call when we started. We were, what, thousands of people, and now maybe we get maybe millions of people that are hearing our voices.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody can be thinking about the opportunity when the blessing comes looking for you to expand into more love, to meet it, to relish in it, to dance in it, to love it. And that's what I loved about what Bob said and what I loved about what you said. I think we've all been consecrated to lift up to a new level. What love can do when it comes looking for us.
It's good, Sue. Thank you. That's really good. Nice wrap up of all the points that were brought out by Bob and myself and you. Yeah, very good. Yeah, I think that's very worthwhile. So thank you again, Sue, for finding this and bringing this out so beautifully to us. I hope everyone in Big Call Universe was able to appreciate it like we did. I'm sure they did. And as we move into our prayer request night, which is still open to getting some praise reports as well, is as we get down to the last few calls, we have to open up the possibility that if there's a prayer request or a praise report, we need to go ahead and entertain that on Tuesday and Thursday nights, both. So tell us what you have in the hopper for tonight, Sue. Is there anything that anybody sent in tonight?
1 second.
All right.
Yes, we do, from Jeannie.
Oh, okay.
And, National Clean Your Virtual Desktop Day. There are 365 days in a year, yet we neglect the condition of our computers. Says who? What was that? National Catholic Men's Conference Day, Thursday, 10/17. It's Catholic Men's Conference Day, the perfect time to plan for your next conference. National Prayer Day, Friday, 10/18. Prayer is not only a request to God regarding a want or a need. It can also be a form of repentance, a question, or a form of gratitude. Ride to Work Day, Friday, 10/18. Prepare your bicycles and helmets for a ride to work to help you get in shape. World Humanitarian Action Day, Saturday, 10/19. Let us honor and respect the humanitarian martyrs who died while protecting others. National New Friends Day, Saturday, 10/19. Make room for new connections in your life and celebrate friendship everywhere you go. Evaluate your life day, Saturday, 10/19. This day encourages us to reflect on our lives to become better versions of ourselves. Sunday School Teacher Appreciation Day, Sunday, 10/20. Celebrate regular people who decide to dedicate their time to teach kids about their faith. And then Isaiah 41:10. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Daylight savings time will end on November 3rd at 2 a.m., at which time it will reset to 1 a.m. The end of daylight saving time means there will be more light in the morning, and it will get dark earlier in the evening. Sunrise and sunset will be 1 hour earlier on Sunday, November 3rd, than they were on Saturday, November 2nd. You know, my whole life, I've never gotten this down. I don't know why. It's just... Literally, Heavenly Father,
Okay.
I mean, like right now I have to think about it, but I'm not going to. Heavenly Father,
No.
loving Father, forgiving Father, today the Big Call family is praying for. We continue to pray for the people, their families, and pets impacted by Hurricane Helene and Hurricane Milton. Helene's victims spanned 6 states, Florida, Georgia, North Carolina, South Carolina, Virginia, and Tennessee. And about half of all deaths occurred in North Carolina. Bob and your employees, hope you're all safe. That was nice, wasn't it, Bob? All the leaders and millions of listeners for all their prayer requests. Bruce's friend Tom for his health improvements, God's healing.
Yep.
Pastor Scott's health and positive recuperation from his surgeries and finding his satchel with his Zim notes. Bruce's eyesight. RV-800 numbers for the 4B group, med beds, debt forgiveness jubilee, R&R, Social Security increases, blessings, and peace to all on this call. Everyone have a blessed and safe weekend. We pray through Jesus Christ. Amen and amen, Jeannie. That was nice.
Thank you, Jeannie. That was nice, very nice. Yep, and you prompted me to go into something that I had not thought about getting into tonight, but I will in my Intel segment, so thank you. Yeah, very good.
Chat away, pulling something up.
Well, okay, go ahead and pull it up. I was thinking about, you know, what Jeannie was saying about the hurricanes, and we don't want to forget the people that were affected, and a lot of people. Bob and I had a 20-minute discussion a day about that, Bob, about what was happening and who was affected, where and how, and we went into some detail on it, and I think it was... It's just amazing how something like this so tragic can happen, and yet the people I've heard in interviews on TV are saying, you know, that the people are responding, they're rebounding, and the people are giving in terms of food and water and donations and help, and not the least of which is the discussion that Bob and I had about, you know, he has been the Good Samaritan as well, and yet, you know, he was affected by it like everyone else in Florida, but yet he really has responded to the needs of those around him. And I think that's wonderful and beautiful to hear that and to see things are slowly and very slowly coming back. It's going to take a long time. This is not an easy fix. This is going to take a while. And I think we're going to be there for this aspect of Rebuild America to help as well. And we've already had one call about that, actually two, and maybe we'll have another one this weekend, Bob, on Sunday. We'll see. So, did you find where you wanted to go, Sue?
I did. Thank you, Bruce.
Oh, you're welcome.
Would you like me to
get
started?
Well, I didn't know if there was anything else in the way of praise report, prayer
no,
request.
No, That's no, no, no. No, we're all set with the prayer
for.
Report.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, obviously, we need to keep in mind the victims of these tragic storms and continue to lift them up. So let me just say a quick prayer for those that were affected by the hurricanes, which it traumatized millions of people. And we feel it too, even though maybe we weren't directly impacted by the storm, but we are impacted. So let's pray. Lord God, we thank you that help is on the way. to the six states that were affected by these terrible storms. And thank you that even though it's a slow going process, that people are responding with food and water and energy, and the trucks that are coming in, and the cleanup operation is overwhelming. But we thank you that with time, Florida, as well as the other states, North South Carolina, Georgia, Virginia, Tennessee, will all be restored over a period of time. And we thank you for that, and we just continue to pray for those that are helping, first responders, those that are responding to the tragedies, and we just pray for the families of those who lost loved ones, and pray that, let them know that we care about them and we love them and we're showing concern for their needs. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, Sue, now it's time to go and see what your segment's going to be about tonight, what it is you would like to tell us, and how we might be able to participate.
I'm getting a wave of inspiration, and that can happen. I remember one of my first and biggest times that I had to do some public speaking. First of all, it was in the early morning, not my favorite. And then second of all, I was at a podium, and there were about 100 people there. And it wasn't a group that I was typically talking to. And I remember hearing myself say, okay, leave the podium.
I was inspired to go where Spirit
was leading me. And I started walking through this very serious executive group, and it turned out to be really great. So that's a moment I'm having right now. It's kind of, for those of you...
Are you leaving your podium, Sue? Are you leaving the podium?
I'm leaving my podium, but this is very significant. And I heard it when you were speaking, and it's something that we address in the Golden Wisdom Bundle. And that is that if you're listening to this segment, most likely you have a mission, values-based heart. Like, you know what it's like to love something and want to help people and serve people, and you just have a generous heart. And one of the things that I've been seeing, you know, I've been working with people one-on-one and in groups for a very long time, like a really, to me, I think almost 34 years is a pretty long time. Mm. And myself is learning how to know and trust your highest truth. And what I want for everybody that is listening to me right now is this blend of wanting to help, wanting to serve, and wanting to do that in a way that will also honor your health and your well-being. That's the foundation of everything. So that people don't become depleted or burnt out or whatever, but to really give so that you're replenishing yourself and you're replenishing what needs to be replenished. So I'm just going to say that. That's my leaving the podium piece. And I'm going to read a testimonial that came in this evening that I think speaks to this, and then we'll go into what you can do. Good evening, Sue. Thank you for sending me the Golden Wisdom Bundle. You may not remember, but but I also ordered the world-class presentation probably about 2.5 years ago. This is from a man. I've had the bundle for 2 weeks now. I wanted to share my experience with it because it may be valuable for others. Do you know what I felt the most prominently? That I was beginning to trust how I'm going to move through this. I trusted the information you delivered and how you delivered it. And bottom line, I let go of a lot of mental and emotional concerns. I really enjoyed it. I just wanted you to know deep trust is what I walked away with. Dave.
And that's, to me, that's like everything.
Do you trust that you're going to, do you trust that you can be with God, walk forward with this, and that everything that you need is going to be drawn to you? Do you trust that the people that are in your life are like all in? They love you. They want to, you know, be with you. It don't have to be exactly the same, but you know when you get that feeling like you're, I mean, I've worked a lot on projects at a distance, and I've had this feeling of working with people that are in Greece and over in Yugoslavia, and I felt like they were in the room with me. They were so committed. They were right there. They were paying attention. That's the kind of trust that we show you how to build in the Golden Wisdom Bundle. That's what I have with Bruce. I can call Bruce and he's right there. It's a really amazing thing to have people that you know are like, you know, ride or die with you. They're right there. They express it. They share it. They show up. They're intentional. Are you going to be that for yourself? Let me walk you through what we do in the Golden Wisdom Bundle. If you're a person that has, and I went walking with a guy that is a person that I see in my neighborhood. I forgot to tell you this, Bruce.
Mm.
And I found out that he was a director for whatever station Tom Brokaw was with. Like, he's some big, very humble guy. And then I also found out that, like, as he said, I work when they tell me to work. I thought that was really, that was a big contrast for me, because I've been blessed to work when I could be of service to others, but it was up to me how I designed it for 34 years. And an incredible blessing that I'm forever grateful for. The Golden Wisdom Bundle is designed for people that either have never had to really look at what they value, like Bob was talking about, and how to design that so that they can be the best for themselves and God and the people they love. That's the radical idea that is going to happen when this goes. When people have maybe $1 million a month coming in, yes, they still have to work. You better be a person that can activate, and your people have to be a person that can activate them to find something in what you're doing as a project that they are just like all over. are you going to do just anything? Even though you've got to work for a living, you're going to do things that are like something meaningful to you, something that has value to you. We walk you through that in the Golden Wisdom Bundle. And what I think everybody on this call that is going to be involved in projects may be need to deepen into is, what do you value? What are you intimate in yourself with? How are you going to design your time and your priorities and what you choose and the people that surround you? Are they clear about what they value? Are they? You'll know by the way they show up. If they're not clear, they're going to kind of show up. If they're not clear, they're going to show up a little bit half in, half out. But when they're really clear, and you're really clear, you're going to make heaven come to earth. And that's what we're trying to do with the Golden Wisdom Bundle, is help you gain that clarity, gain that intentionality, that when you're looking in somebody's eyes, when you're talking to them on the phone, they can feel how much you want to love, collaborate, create together. And there's this spark. That's what's going to need to happen. For this world to be transformed, you're going to need people that are ride or die with you without losing themselves. That's got to stop. Good boundaries, ride or die. This is what I can give so that it's the, like, as much as I can give, and yet I'm still going to be able to be with you for the next 1,000 years. It's like that. So, if you're somebody that is a little concerned about, okay, I've got a lot going on with my family, I've never thought about how I use my time, what is the context? Like, who am I going to be meeting with? And wouldn't it be nice to, like, take a walk through my future and understand and not eat the whole thing all at once, but get a step-by-step big picture and then a step-by-step practical picture. So I can imagine myself in this scenario and be inspired. What if you could have an inspiring, better than you can imagine picture of what your future is going to look like? Would that be valuable? Would that be lifting you, elevating you? If you want that, just send us an email. And I've got to preface this before we get to the email. We are a small boutique consulting company. We're not Amazon. We're not a big, we don't have a huge customer service staff. So that's very important, because right now with the demands on us, we can't hold your hand to help you with PayPal. You call PayPal yourself, or Cash App. You've got to be able to say, okay, when they send an invoice or when they send us how to do this, I'm going to figure it out and just work on it. It's not like we can spend, we wish we could be like Bob and Boomers. They're the model. We have a different business model. And so we're asking, if you want the Golden Wisdom Bundle, you have 3 steps. Number one, you send us an email to integratedminds@hushmail.com. integratedminds@hushmail.com. You put Golden Bundle 300. And then all you have to do is say, I can enter a credit card when I get my invoice from PayPal, or I can use Cash App. Just send us your Cash App ID, and that's it. And then you're going to get a wisdom bundle. But to expect us to be getting back to you and helping you walk through because your PayPal account doesn't work anymore, unfortunately, we're not going to be able to assist at this time. So just, if you're that person that wants to be able to support yourself, feel the love of the people on the call, and be really wise, effective, and shave a lot of the stress off your walk because you've walked it out, please, I deplore you to reach out to us because it's that, you heard what that man said. It'll have you trusting yourself. It'll have you trusting the process. Trust is everything, you guys. So send us an email. We can't wait to get it so that you're walking with your deep trust and knowing. You feel grounded. You feel confident. And most of all, like I said in my dedication, you'll feel like the universe is coming through you and is depending on you. That's what I think we all need to be in Christ. And thank you, Bruce. That's my segment.
You're welcome.
Tonight.
Thank you, Sue. Well said. Good explanation of the three steps. Really good. Yep. And I know people that have not received the or asked about the Golden Wisdom Bundle or the Golden Bundle 300, which is what they put in the subject line of the email. And then, of course, they need to put whether they have Cash App or a PayPal in the body of the email. And if they're willing to get either one of those two to pay for it, it's a $300 investment in your immediate future. And also put your name and your cell phone number in the body of the email. So if Sue needs to text you, she can. Everything's going to come by email to you. All five courses make up consist of 20 different classes that go about an hour and a half each, and you can listen to them at your own pace. You just literally click on the link, and you can go right through, starting from the beginning, and go all the way through them, and take your time. There's no rush. You know, but you need to go ahead and get started to be able to get the benefit of the Golden Wisdom Bundle. And I know many of you are looking to do it, and it won't be available after the numbers come out. So this is your shot. This is the chance that you have to invest in your own lives, in your future, moving, starting right now. So please get those emails out to Sue, and I'll give you a reminder in my Intel segment. Thank you, Sue, again. Appreciate that. And now we'll move on to Bob and ask Bob, tell us what is going on at Boomers. How's everything there? Are we back up to speed? And what is next for us at Boomers, Bob?
Yes, thanks, Bruce. I do have a quick update. We are, you know, a very short time away from getting new shipments on a lot of our products. Whenever you're in the nutrition business, a big concern and challenge is keeping everything in stock, especially when you have complex products that require lots of ingredients to be secured, things that are dependent on the weather. So there's always a celebration, you know, when you get word that, hey, here's a tracking number and, you know, 8 tons of barley is on a truck headed your way. It means that the farmers got all the seed in the ground, and they made it through all the weather challenges. They got the harvest in. They got all the seeds separated from the plant. They got the seeds sprouted. They got the nutrients stabilized. They got everything ground up, put into bottles in a GMP-certified facility. There's a lot that happened when it finally gets onto that truck to head across the border and come our way. And the same is true with Boomer Boost. When you place an order for Boomer Boost, it's 6 months later by the time that process is finished to put together that formula. And so there are times of the year, and they're not always the same times because of all the circumstances, but this is a good time for celebration of things going to be arriving in spite of the two worst hurricanes in the last 100 years. So we're glad the hurricanes didn't happen in the barley fields.
That's right.
So that's what's going on. And we do have a special that we have on right now, Bruce, that's not on any particular product. What it is, it's a special for people that have a new product that they want to get, or maybe they're a new customer, or they've been a customer for a while and they want to take advantage of all the opportunities that we have with our subscription program, which simply means that you take advantage of the fact that we purposefully put things in one-month supplies. That way, people can buy a one-month supply if they want to try a product. They don't have to order a bottle that comes with a 2 or 3 month supply, and then also can just let us know either by clicking on a box on your order or calling us on the phone, hey, I like this product and I'd like to get it every month. By doing that, we give people a 10% discount. But now what we're going to do for any new products that are put on to the AutoShip program, new customers that want to be on AutoShip, we're going to make that a 20% discount for the next 2 months. And we're going to offer this until the end of the month. So if you're listening or if you know somebody that might benefit, this is a great time to alert people to that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Bruce, we did get a few more testimonials, more than
All
a
right.
few, but I'm just going to read a quick few.
Okay.
So we have this, we have a product that we call the Dynamic Combo, which is a combination of Boomer Boost and barley. And that's the most popular thing that we have. More people buy this Dynamic Combo than any other product that we have. And it just helps, it just works so well because of the combination of the ingredients and all the painstaking effort that goes into making it. And when we first started the Boomers for Every Young company, it was almost 14 years ago now, we started it with this Dynamic Combo. And the way that it happened was, we knew that when you combined all the essential nutrients for human life together in one formula, it was really, really expensive for people to purchase, and less than 1% of the population could actually afford to buy a product like that. And we knew we wanted to make such a product, and we were waiting for a breakthrough, and it came in the form of the introduction to the man who makes our Gladiator barley and heirloom barley. And we discovered through speaking with him that his product, and the older the person is, the more true this is, his product would make other products about 5 times more absorbable. And so as soon as we found that out, we're like, well, wait a minute, what if we combine that product and we take the comprehensive nutrition thing we're trying to figure out how to make affordable for people, and we reduce the amount of ingredients by 5 times So if there's 100 milligrams in that we thought we needed in there for the average person because they're only absorbing about 15% of the nutrients, well, now we know they're going to absorb five times as much. So let's reduce the amount, knowing they'll absorb all of it. And now, for the first time, we have an affordable, comprehensive nutrition product. And that's it was that day when we first spoke to the creator of the barley, when he told us what he had discovered and what was happening with his customers that he already had. That's when we decided to make Boomer Boost. And so we now have that dynamic combo, the two that go together. That's why it's so important to take them together. And because how great people feel when they take it, it became the best-selling product that we have. And so this is a great time if people want to, because you already get a discount, Bruce, if you buy the dynamic combo. Mm-hmm. It's already discounted because you're getting two products together, right? And then you put it onto the auto ship program, it's discounted again. And then you get free shipping, right? And if you do it in the next 2 weeks, you get that additional 10% off for two full months. So you're getting this quadruple discount. And that the reason this all came to my mind is we got this testimonial from a woman about the dynamic combo, and it came in yesterday, and saying how thankful she is for the dynamic combo, and the main thing that it does for her is it gives her energy. And right when she starts out her day, she takes it, and it gives her energy right away. And a lot of people drink coffee for that. Bruce, they wake up and it's like, oh, I got to have my coffee so I can start the day. Well, the reason it helps is because coffee constricts your blood vessels and makes your heart beat faster. And so now your heart's beating faster and you go, oh, now I'm up and about. Now my heart rate's up there, right? Now I feel more awake, right? Well, it's not definitely if that's all you do, it's not a good thing. You also want to make sure that you're feeding your cells, you're feeding all the organelles that are in your cells, particularly your mitochondria where you make your energy, and you want to be able to actually dilate your capillaries and arteries so that you can get more blood flow through more easily. And nothing wrong with coffee, but it's not the be-all, end-all. You got another testimonial, Bruce, about a guy whose skin is starting to get better from using our collagen peptides.
Right.
We got another person who's talking about circulation from using the barley and Boomer Boost. Another lady sent us her pictures, beautiful woman that sent a picture saying, I love the turmeric product. I have no more aches and pains, and it's even better when I use it with my barley and Boomer Boost. So here's a lady who had inflammation and swelling and pain, used the barley and Boomer Boost. That alone helps with swelling and pain for lots of reasons. Then you take it with this really strong turmeric, and the next thing you know, she's different. And this is the thing, Bruce, that we've seen for a long time. So I first started teaching classes in aging when I was 30 years old. I was an adjunct professor at Pace University in New York, and I taught the biology of aging, the psychology of aging, the sociology of aging. And back then, it was all about, this is the problems people have as they age, right? And then later on, it started to change a little where some positivity was coming about, where a book came out called The Seasons of a Man's Life, and another book came out for women that was called Growing Older, Getting Better, and things were, it was all psychologically kind of positivity, right? But the fact is, if people are getting physically sick in their old age because they're having this progressive dispossession of their physical resources, their strength, their muscle, their breath, right? They're getting pains. It's not that easy to have this positive, happy, getting better life while you're aging, because physical things are very real for humans. We're a nervous system, Bruce. It's like we have a brain and we have a spinal cord and we have nerves going everywhere. And we are essentially physically this nervous system that is innervating all the other parts of our body, including our heart, to create this energetic system. And our bones are for walking around, our muscles are for propelling us around, but what is it propelling? It's propelling our brain and our nervous system. And so when you are in pain, the very essence of your physicality is being negatively affected, and it's very hard to concentrate on anything else. And so the good news is, it used to be that when we taught about aging, it was basically a discourse on what is it that's bad that's going to happen as you get older, right? Well, this is heart disease, this is Alzheimer's disease, and it's all negative. Mm-hmm. The difference now is it no longer has to be that way, because the first thing that we taught in the biology of aging is, okay, the first theory of aging is the oxidative stress theory of aging, where because we are aerobic life, we put off these, you know, free radicals, and we're burning up our body over the course of 85 years, and then we die, right? Well, that was true, and it's still true, but not for the people that use the dynamic combo, right, Bruce?
Right. It's like, right, exactly.
How much are you actually burning yourself up? When you just reduce the amount of burn by 10 times because of all the antioxidants that are in the Boomer Boost and barley, right?
Right.
And
right.
You also now, what else was it that happens with people as they age? Oh, they get very frail. Their muscles get weak, which we know that makes their bones weak. And then they fall and they break their hip, and 50% of the time they die within 1 year. That's what nursing homes are for, and, you know, on and on. Well, guess what?
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to have that anymore. You can be stronger when you're 85 than when you were 25.
Mm.
Because you have gladiator barley and you have myotrol, right? And so all these things about aging and all these stereotypes about how people have to get frail and crumbly and have this degenerating life as they age, none of those things are any longer true. This is the year 2024, and Eric Kurtz released the Myotrol product after 6 years of research in 2024. And what do we have? Dozens upon dozens of testimonials from people in their 80s who are getting completely restored. Right?
Yeah.
These are different times. Very different. You know, it was 1986 when I was teaching first in college, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's like, look how long ago that was. It was 40 years ago, right? Almost 40 years ago.
Almost, yeah.
Yeah, and here we are in 2024, and we have access without a prescription, without having to compensate the almighty, you know, bow to the altar of medicine, we can buy this stuff without a prescription from a doctor, and we can totally restore our lives, and we are no longer this stereotypical crumbly aging person. We're vibrant, strong, our minds are working perfectly. We're 85, 90 years old, and what's next? Nobody really knows at this point, Bruce, how long people are going to live that are using Gladiator Barley and Myotrol and Boomer Boost. We don't know because there's never been thousands of people like the boomer customers whose C-reactive protein is below one.
Yep.
Right? They have almost no inflammation whatsoever,
exactly.
And they're gaining muscle, which doctors have never seen. They're like, what do you mean this frail little 84-pound woman who's aging to death is now gaining muscle? It's like, what? And that's why today we had two separate doctor groups contact us about Myotrol.
Wow. Right?
What is this, and can we get this for our patients? Yeah, can we get this for our patients? Because you know what they know? If they don't get something like this, their patients are going to die. They're going to watch them slowly die. And they don't want to.
Right.
These are their friends and their community, the people who have contributed to the community and have a lot more to contribute. Imagine, you know, the 80-year-old who's failing and dying, and the next thing you know, he's got 40 more years to contribute.
Sure.
Right? They're not going to be a burden to the society. They're going to be contributing inventors, people running projects, working on their farm again. It's a renaissance of revitalization that we're watching right before our eyes, Bruce, as we read these testimonials. This is real stuff. This is 2024,
absolutely.
And this is the new world that we live in right now.
It's really
exciting, and we've had to wait a long time for the blessing. But you know what? It's a good thing that we're still young and strong and vibrant, because blessing has taken a while, but we're still going to be ready to execute our projects, even though we've had to wait 15 years.
That's
because it's 2024, and we can still be strong. And even stronger, and even more alert, even smarter. We've had a chance to go through the Golden Wisdom Bundle and get consultations from Sue. Now our bodies are stronger. It's like, what a great army, you know, of great lions for God that are going to be unleashed when this blessing happens. So
exactly.
That's what gets us up in the morning at Boomers Forever Young. We see this. We talk to the people on the phone. We talk to the doctors, like, what's going on here? We didn't know such a thing existed. Like, well, you do now. Let me tell you about this guy, Eric Kurtz, right?
Yeah.
So
exactly.
Anyways, I'm kind of rambling on about my excitement about the new age of revitalization, and here it is already quarter after 10, Bruce.
Okay.
We better stop and let you get on with the info.
All right. Thank you, Bob. Let me just say this in conjunction with what you just said, Bob. You know, people don't realize Renaissance, or Renaissance, as it's sometimes said in English, is referring to a rebirth. And that's what we're experiencing with boomers, is a new birth or a rebirth of health, especially amongst older folks. Especially the testimonials that you read on Tuesday from two 80, 81 or 83-year-olds. And it's just an amazing thing that we're getting these testimony, a lot of them are women that are saying, you know, that what they're experiencing, what they're improving in their health. And I think the fact that our Boomer Boost and Barley as a dynamic combination or dynamic combo works so well in conjunction with each other, that, you know, that our C-reactive protein, our indicator of inflammation in the body, which is a precursor to adult onset diseases, is such a good indicator and can be reduced less than one. I've been less than a tenth of a percent on it for years now since taking Boomer Boost and Barley together. And I think it's a wonderful opportunity that we all have to take these products, and then that was before Myotrol even came out. Now that Myotrol's out, now we've got something that really helps us build muscle, adds energy, is just really good as a, it's also good as a something to keep our immune system going well. All these things. And Bob, I think even though you thought you were rambling, it, everything you said makes complete and total sense that we heard. I'm so glad you went that way and went and said what you said. So what you want to do is everybody go to bigcalluniverse.com. When you land on our homepage, you'll see a banner at the top that says Boomers, and that banner is a direct link to Bob's website. Click on it, it'll take you right into Boomers' website. And then you can see, you know, the various products, how they're positioned, what their descriptions are, what, how much they are, and then you can join and get into the system that Bob has set up for subscription once a month, and you can vary that. If you want to change something, take something off of it, add something to it, all of that is possible 3 days before they ship. So you can get in touch with them and modify anything that you need to modify. If you want to put Myatrol on subscription, go ahead and do it on auto ship. Go ahead and add it to it. Put it on there. If you want to put Good Night Formula on, put that on there. If you want to put your magnesium with zinc, that's excellent. You want to put that on there. So many products you can look at and say, oh, man, I need that to go along with my Boomer Boost and Barley. Where's my vitamin C? Where's my D3? You know, let's get that in there, too. You know, that's really what we're talking about. Take advantage of what Bob has found in his research and what, you know, Ken has done with the Boomer Boost and Barley. Don't forget, premium probiotics, you know, and your lignans. I take those four powders every day, every morning. Boomer Boost, Barley, Lignans, Premium Probiotics. Boom, 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 boom. Take all those, and then I've got supplements that I take on top of that. So I think what you want to do is have this number, put it in your phone, put it under Boomers, parentheses, Bob, that'll refresh. And when you go back through your phone contacts, you'll say, hey, there's Bob, there's the name of Boomers, and here's the 800 number, 800-861-4609, 800-861-4609. And that's good 9 to 5 Monday through Friday Eastern Time. We're on daylight savings until November 3rd, then we'll go back to Eastern Standard Time, but right now it's 9 to 5, just like it is whether we're on daylight savings or not. It's still 9 to 5, Monday through Friday. Okay? So, you use the resources that are there for you to take advantage of this and to put yourself in the best possible health you could be in right now. And that's what I wanted to say about Boomers. Now, let's switch gears and go over to the intel that we have created for tonight. First of all, let's talk about what Jeannie brought up in her prayer tonight. The idea of what about R&R? We've talked about that. And you know that you already have your restitution and your reclamation allowance, R&R, in your quantum account that you will activate when you do your exchanges at the redemption center. Those of us who have currencies, those of us who are redeeming ZIM, those of us who are doing these exchanges and going into the redemption center, which is the only recommendation that we make for you to do, is to set your appointment at the Redemption Center and go. And I've told you the rates are higher at the Redemption Center, and that's going to be your best bet. Okay? So, what you need to realize is that R&R is in your quantum account. You will get a quantum card, which is three times the thickness of a credit card, and you'll have that. You'll also put in, to get this card, you'll have a biometric fingerprint or thumbprint reader that'll put that onto a chip into the card. You'll also have you have a username and password for your quantum account, username and password. Then you also will have a 5-digit PIN, which is good for you, so you need to kind of create a 5-digit PIN number, a personal identification number is what PIN stands for, right? So you'll have a 5-digit on that, and then you'll also have, beyond that, we get into, you'll have a brand new email that you'll set up for this purpose, not one that you already have, but a new email, and it might be Gmail, that's, understand it, very secure these days, as new people bought Google, and it's a better, safer way to go. So Gmail is good, or whatever you want to use if you don't like Gmail. And then you also would have a new password for that email. So those are the steps that you make in setting up your quantum account and with getting your quantum account card. So remember, you don't charge anything on this card. This is something that you use only to move money from your quantum account into your primary or secondary bank accounts. Okay, and my understanding is you can tie that quantum account to three separate banks. Wells would be the first. If you want to use a couple of other banks, you can attach those banks to the quantum account at a later time. But on day one, when you go in for your exchanges and redemption of Zim, you'll get that account set up, your quantum account, and you'll also get a debit credit card already made out for you at Wells Fargo, at the redemption center, which is working through the Wells Fargo Bank. So you'll have that too, and you'll have funds that you'll move from your quantum account into your let's call it master account or primary bank account with Wells. And that availability is on your credit debit card. It's also something you could wire funds from that account if you have large amounts that you need to send off. And it also gives you the ability to write checks on that account if you're a check writer. Okay, so you have ways to access those funds that you move in. And how much can you move in for 60 days? It could be a large amount. It doesn't have to be, you know, a few thousand dollars or $100,000. It can be millions or even a billion or more dollars that you can move. And then that's all you'll be able to do at the redemption center. Later, you can set up, like in my case, I'm using 4 LLCs. I'll have the master account in the name of my master trust. And then the 4 LLCs will be in the names of the LLCs that I've already set up with, and those will be 4 separate accounts that will be tied to the LLCs. Now, that's what I'm going to do. I've been advised to use LLCs instead of nonprofits or foundations. That's just coming from my attorney and his experience of 35 years teaching trust law. And he said, look, this is the way we're doing it. And I said, yep, that makes perfect sense. Let's do it that way. So we set all that up already. So that's going to be ready to go. Now, let's get off of that and talk about We talked about R&R. Let's talk about the, what was the next thing? Oh, Social Security increases. I don't know that I mentioned this on Tuesday. I cannot remember whether I said anything about it. I might have. But just as a point of review, Social Security increases are not going to be in the month of October, but are supposed to occur in the month of November. And this is how it works. We get paid Social Security, and you guys already know that if you're receiving it, 62 and older. If you sign up for early Social Security, you can get it at the age of 62. My understanding is you can sign up for that 6 months prior to your 62nd birthday. All right? And so I signed up and got mine starting age 63. Well, if I'd been on the ball, I would have signed up 6 months before my 62nd birthday and had that all ready to go at age 62. Would have been nice. But that's just what I did. Some of you guys are going to ride this thing all the way out and not touch it till you're 70 and a half years old. That's your prerogative. Fine. Do what you want to do on social. But increases are coming in the month of November, we are told, by a Social Security representative that we contact. And it's going to be, let's say your first Wednesday of the month is your Social Security Wednesday, first Wednesday. You would get your increase in the second week of the month. So you'd get your normal Social Security in the first Wednesday, and then a week later you'd get your second added payment, which is your increase amount. And we're looking to get increases of 80% to 100% of what you're normally getting, 80 to 100% increase. So those guys that are getting $2,500 or $3,000 a month, do 80% of that, and that's what would be added in your second payment of the month. If your second week, Wednesday, then you get your regular payment second week, it's your increase in the third week. If your third week, you get your regular Social Security amount in the third Wednesday, and then you'd get your increase in the fourth week. If your fourth week, you would get your regular Social Security in the fourth Wednesday, and your because fourth Wednesday in November is the 27th, I believe, and then you would get your additional increase 2 days later, in that case, 2 days later, which would be the 29th of November. November has 30 days. So that's how it's set up to work from our source at Social Security. But we'll see if that's what happens. And I know we've been pushed month after month after month after month. I remember four, maybe five times we've been told social was coming. And it hasn't yet. I think it started back in April. April, May, June, July, August, September. Wow. If it started back in April, it's more like 6 months ago. So that's what I've heard, and that answers the question about Social Security increases. As far as we know, that's it. All right. Now, let's move into what's going on right now. In terms of, we do watch the Iraqi dinar, which is sort of a linchpin for everything going. And we've heard that the Iraqi dinar was not on the Forex yesterday or today, as we thought it would be yesterday, and it was not. And we're hearing now it's either going to be on the Forex with a new rate either Friday night, which is tomorrow night, or Sunday night. My bet is Sunday after the Forex comes back up after having been turned off or closed for 48 hours, which is typical every weekend from 5 o'clock Friday to 5 o'clock Sunday. It's down. It's down so that they can reconcile accounts on the Forex. And I don't see it coming up Friday night, but it could. And it could be Sunday after 5 that it comes back. All right, so here's the next part. That's good. That's important. We need it to show up. But now where do we stand? Let's talk about bondholders. Bondholders have been told that they are receiving their emails, which will let them know when they can have access to their accounts. Those emails were to go out today, tomorrow, or Saturday. 3 days that they would go out. Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Today's Thursday. They would go out one of those, or maybe all of those 3 days, to bondholders, and it would inform them of when they would have access to their funds in their account. And I believe they're going to find that the date that they're told they can have access to those funds will be on Tuesday. Now, in keeping with the idea of a shotgun start, the new version of the shotgun start is calling a rollout, is being called a rollout. They are rolling out the toll-free numbers to us, and it looks like we're going to get possibly something over the weekend, but I'm also hearing we could get it Monday, and possibly it's Monday morning or mid-morning, that we would receive our toll-free numbers in those emails from Wells Fargo. Why do I say all the way to Monday? Because we know that Redemption Center staff are going in at 9:15, 12:15. They're staggering them going in. Now, why would they be in? Well, it would be so that they can be there to set our appointments at those redemption centers. Okay? So, personally, I think that's our go date. I think Monday when we get numbers and we set our appointments to start exchanges, hopefully on Tuesday, which is the 22nd. Now, why the 22nd? Why the 21st, which is Monday? Because the BRICS nations are intending to bring out their reserve currency on Tuesday the 22nd. And you guys know we've had back walls come and go. We've had back walls knocked down. And they have never, when we've had a back wall in the past, it's never come to fruition for us. I believe we're going to have an opportunity, if everything holds out, to get our notifications Monday and set our appointments Monday and start exchanges on Tuesday, the 22nd. Now, that is what we have heard by several of our sources that tend to agree. There's an occasional source that says Sunday or Monday we'd get notified. Hey, I'm open to it any day, even tomorrow. The word was, get ready for the weekend. Well, who? Who? Us in Tier 4? 4B specifically? We've also heard that the Admiral's group, that the Admiral has initiated funding into the Admiral's group's accounts. But we also know that so far, nobody in the Admiral's group that we know of has received notification from the Admiral yet of that fact, that they have funds in their account. But I believe that will occur, and it might just time exactly with us getting notified on Monday. That's my suspicion, is that they will be notified at the same time that we're notified, and hopefully it will be on Monday, the 21st. So that's a long way around to tell you that things are moving forward for us. Hopefully this back wall, if we want to call it that, even though it's a banned phrase on the big call, just kidding, but it should be, is that we should get this thing moved through. That would put us there on the 21st, the 22nd. We would start our exchanges and then go through the end of October and then probably continue on for another week or so in November for exchanges. Remember, the process is once you see the toll-free number in your email or on the Big Call Universe website or in an email that we send out from Big Call Universe, that you have that number as well. We won't send it out unless we confirm that the number is correct. So we'll get that out to everybody that's registered on bigcalluniverse.com, and that way you'll have it. So when you get that 800 number, you'll call, you'll set your appointment with through the call centers, which there are 6 of throughout the country. 6 call centers. And those are regional, probably by time zone. And that way you'd be able to set your appointment through the call center and get delivered or rerouted, if you will, once you're on the phone, to the redemption center that you indicate is the one closest to you based on your zip code, based on your postal zip code. All right? And once you enter that in and go, you should speak with someone at the redemption center where you are going to be exchanging, a live human being, a nice person that will probably be one of the people that you'll be meeting at your redemption center. Okay? So I hope that's clear to everybody. I wanted to make it clear. I wanted to say it again to you. And I can tell you that we still are looking at extremely high contract rate on Dinar that should be offered to us. We have a on par rate on the ZIM, if you know what on par means, with the USN. You should by now. And the other currencies are going to be, except the dong will be higher, but the other currencies are between 3 and 650. The other currencies that are going up in value. So that is what I wanted to tell you guys tonight. And I think that takes care of most of your questions that you would have. Not that we're answering questions, but just I'm trying to think ahead on what is important to you. Make sure you bring 1 or 2 photo IDs of yourself. Make sure you have a copy of utility bill, cell phone bill, utility bill. Bring that. That shows your physical home address so that they know that you're a real person and you live at this address. Bring that as well. Bring a copy of your presentation that you want to present, which might be a very short and sweet presentation, no longer 5 to 8 minutes, but maybe 3 to 4 or 5 minutes. And of course, don't forget your currency. Make sure it's lined up by denomination. If you've got dinar, don't mix your 10,000 notes in with your 25K notes. Don't put your 5K notes in. Try to separate them by denomination, and if you do it that way. Same thing's true on ZIM. Same thing's true on all the currencies. Try to keep your denominations or the amount of each note with like kind amounts of each note, and just attach them or bundle them or however you want to do it in envelopes or whatever. Make it easy for them so they say, oh, okay, these are all 25K dinar notes. Oh, I see. These are all 200,000 dong notes, etc. You know? Oh, these are all $50 billion Zim notes. Oh, okay. These are all 10 trillion or 10 T notes of Zim. These are, you know, 50 T Zim notes. These are 100 T Zim notes. Whatever they are, try to keep them separated by denomination. Okay? And then get that out so that they can go through those, and they'll go through and separate those and use the De La Rue machine to count and verify your currency, and they'll do all of that. So I just wanted to bring that up and say that's what we wanted to cover tonight. I think we should pray the call out. So let's do that right now. Lord God, we just thank you so much that everything that you've done to prepare us for this blessing, to prepare us for this time, to give us the information that we need to move forward, and to give us the projects that we have to put people to work and to employ people, as I said, and just do things that we need to do and want to do to help humanity around the globe. Thank you for the projects that we have. Thank you for Rebuild America, for Rebuild International. Thank you for the Veterans Retreat Network and for the Pastoral Retreat Network and everything that's going to happen with that. We pray that all of this comes through as we expect over the weekend and into Monday and Tuesday of next week. We thank you for the timing on this. Let it come through for us, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, everybody have a great weekend. Kind of keep an eye on your emails, and we'll see how this goes. All right? God bless you. We love you. And thank you, Sue and Bob. Thank you, Big Call Universe. Thank you, SAT team, Big Call SAT team, for getting the signal out all over the globe. Thank you, GCK and Pastor Scott and Jeannie, for your continuous support of the Big Call. And everyone have a wonderful night tonight and a great weekend, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.